But the other dogs had had an easy life when Spitz was leading. They were surprised when Buck made them work hard and punished them for their mistakes. Pike, the second dog, was usually lazy. But by the end of the first day, he was pulling harder than he had ever pulled in his life. The first night in camp, Buck fought Joe, another difficult dog. And after that, there were no more problems with him. The team started to pull together and to move faster and faster.
"I've never seen a dog like Buck," cried Francois. "Never. He's worth $1,000. What do you think, Perrault?"
Perrault agreed. They were moving quickly and covering more ground every day. The snow was good and hard, and no new snow fell. The temperature dropped to 45 degrees below zero and didn't change. This time, there was more ice on the 30-mile river, and they crossed in a day. Some days they ran 100 kilometers, or even more. They reached Skagway in 14 days, the fastest time ever. For 3 days, the dogs rested in Skagway. Then Francois put his arms around Buck's neck and said goodbye to him. And that was the last of Francois and Perrault.